The daily grind on the job can be hard work, and it can be dangerous, no matter what sort of career you have. You have arrived in a unique exhibit where workers share their stories about how their jobs can sometimes have a negative impact on their health. You are in the Workus, a storytelling project about workplace injuries and occupational illness. It's produced by the Alberta Workers' Health Center. I'm the Workus attendant, and my name is Daryl Rochelle. Now, in just a moment, a story about a worker who was injured on the job. But first, if you or someone you know has been hurt at work, come and talk with me right after you've listened to this story. I want to record your story and include it in the Workus. Playing with kids at a daycare is usually fun for the child care worker and the kids, but things can go wrong. Here's a story from a child care worker who was injured on the job. This story was recorded at the 2008 North Country Fair near Slave Lake, Alberta.
All right, my name is Almeida. I am a child support worker, and last summer I was working at a domestic violence shelter, hanging out with kids, helping them work through the struggles that they were facing, and hoping to put them to a place where they won't be caught in the same trap as they become older. And one day I was playing with an 8-year-old boy and his 5-year-old sister. We were hanging out outside, playing frisbees, having a good time. And frisbees isn't something I bring out if there's tons of kids around, but being that it was just two, I'm like, this will be great. We can do some outside activities and burn off some energy, and it was great fun. At one point, this boy was a couple feet away from me, and he goes, "Hey, watch this," as he jumps off a rock and flings the frisbee with all his might. Bam! Hits me in the eye. The frisbee breaks. I see a big flash as I go, I asked the boy if he was present. He's like, "Yes. Is your sister here?" "Yes. Can you take me to the receptionist?" I knew at this point lots of the other people who were working were gone, but there was still at least a receptionist, and I knew there was a good, well-stocked first aid kit, and I knew it wasn't going to be anything huge, but I still covered up my eye and was like, "Okay, can you take me to her? Because I'm not sure if... I don't know what's going on here." Because I'm going through a little bit of shock, and he's kind of freaked out, but he was still quite calm. I was still quite calm, and he led me to safety where I got some more help.
So what happened to your eye in the end?
Well, the frisbee broke. It kind of hit on my nose and on my right eyelid and caused a little bit of cutting. It didn't cut my eye, it didn't cut all the way through, but it was still, if you get an infection on your eye, I know it can become quite serious quite quickly. So I did go seek proper medical help for something quite small, because it could become pretty big if left untreated. But.
Well, thanks for your story.
Thank you very much.
That was Almeida, a child care worker who was hurt on the job. Almeida told her story to the Workus at the 2008 North Country Fair. Do you have a workplace injury or occupational illness story? Or maybe you have a story about someone you know who was injured at work? Raise awareness about workplace injuries by telling your story for the Workus. Come and see me right now to record your story. I'll show you how it's done. My name is Daryl Rochelle, and I want to help you share your story in The Workus. Thanks for listening. The Workus is a storytelling project from the Alberta Workers' Health Center.
Just a glancing blow, thank heavens, and it broke my nose and cut me for a few stitches. And the
Our son Timothy was killed in a workplace accident. He was working for Fiesta Party Rentals.
Hazards. That had been a field geologist is working in and around helicopters, and when you hear about a death of a geologist, it almost always involves a helicopter. And this is really dependent.